Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps people like to listen? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is real simple. Anchor. Anchor's one-step shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors and who want to advertise your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this app. I use my Anchor to do a lot of sports. So if you always wanted to start your podcast, make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. Join me and diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast.
What up, though? This is the Athletes World podcast. How y'all feeling today, fellas?
Feeling great, man. Fly, Eagles, fly, man.
What up, though, man? Excellent day. Beautiful afternoon. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah. And they flying. They flying, huh?
They definitely is. What a game last night, though, man. I mean, definitely from beginning to end, it was definitely an interesting game.
Yeah, for sure. Probably one of the best games I've seen in a while for a Super Bowl.
I definitely agree with you, man.
Last year was good, but last year wasn't as
interesting
as it was this year. This year, it was a shootout. It was a shootout for a minute.
It was a shootout.
Philly defense came up big, how everybody expected them to. And that last little 3-4 minutes, that sealed the deal.
Man, it definitely did.
This is, I would say, the Patriots defense, they've been good all year, but somehow this game, they did not come to work. I feel they didn't come to play this game. And the question of the day is, I want to know what happened to Malcolm Butler and why this man did not play in 3 years. Yeah. So this guy won you a Super Bowl. So that's a big question
I got on today.
I honestly don't know why
Bill Belichick decided not to play him, but you know, from what they've been saying, basically they said that they probably could have possibly been a situation where Malcolm Butler might have violated a team rule, and that possibly could have created an issue of the reason why he didn't play. But I still think the coach, you got to put your best players in the game. But
exactly, especially on the biggest stage of the game. Yeah. Like,
that's true.
It's time, showtime. You feel me? This is what y'all all been working for. This is what you do. Everything you do off season, in season, around season, you do it for this moment. You gonna not pay the man?
That don't make any sense
at all. That's, man, I can't even say what I want to say, but you feel me?
I already know, man. I mean, it was definitely that was definitely interesting. Why I don't understand why he wasn't in the game, but man, did y'all see that hit that Malcolm Jenkins put on Cooks?
Oh yeah, Brandon Cooks. Yeah, he got licked.
Yeah,
he got licked for sure.
I feel that's one of the keys for the Patriots. big loss. I feel that definitely was a huge loss. Because Brandon Cooks was your deep threat man. I feel that was just a huge.
That was a momentum shifter, man.
Yeah, it was a lot of momentum shifters, honestly.
Yeah, it definitely was. I mean, and it was a couple, man. It's been a couple plays they've been talking about today, like the one touchdown. I forgot which wide receiver was that they caught it, but they said they wasn't sure of 2 feet. He was still in the process of holding the ball, so they wasn't sure of both feet.
I know you talk about on Clement.
Yeah, exactly.
The running back. Yeah, I think that was a catch. I feel like this catch rule is out of control.
I think this catch rule is too out of control.
Once the ball is in his hand, the ball, like, just the force in the world, period, is going to move objects. So the ball is going to move.
Yeah, exactly.
Once it's in your possession, once you stop the ball from moving, you should be able to move it around and adjust it however you want to, as long as you don't lose full possession of the ball. Like, the ball hit his arms, and he put it in his hand and arm to make sure it was secure.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that should be able to happen. So I feel like that's a catch, man. This catch was down to control. And then the catch with the tight end on the Eagles. On Ertz. Yeah, with Ertz.
They were saying that the ball possibly hit the ground. I'm like, man, that's a touchdown.
At the end of the day,
he clearly crossed the plane with the ball. That's touchdown.
Thank you.
There's no excuses.
So I a lot of people go back to the Pittsburgh game, same situation.
No, but you got to look at it. Okay. In the Pittsburgh situation, he didn't take three steps. In this situation, Ertz took three steps. At that point, he's a runner. The ball is secure. He's a runner. Then the ball crossed the plane. Once the ball crossed the plane, he has full possession. The ball crossed the plane. It's game. That's over. It's a touchdown. And the ground cannot cause a fumble. At the end of the day, it's a touchdown. The ground can't cause a fumble, and he has full control of the ball, and it's no longer an incompletion pass. What's next? Ain't nothing you can do. That's because true. The ground can't cause a fumble, so that wipes fumble out. It wipes out incompletion because he has full possession. He took three steps. So it's a completion. That's a check.
Yeah.
And then fumble, it can't be a fumble. So what is it? Touchdown. Boom. In the discussion. And they over there reviewing. They taking it too far.
Yeah, they reviewed that for too long. You did not see that.
At the end of the day, I feel like that could have been still a 50-50 decision on that. Because they really could have won. A catch is not a catch at the end of the day, the way how these officials have been calling these games. So
that's what I'm saying. They need to change that rule. They really need to change that rule because
Calvin Johnson.
I just feel they doing too much. They taking away the game. They making it too, I wouldn't say too hard, but they just making it too much. Like,
I would agree.
Yeah.
You telling me I can't? This ball can't do anything. Once I have it, it got to be strongly secure. Like, it can't make one single move. I can't adjust the ball in no kind of way. I can't catch the ball and move it out the way so the defender can't punch it or anything, because it's going to move, and that's going to be ruled incompletion. Like, that's lame. I should be able to catch the ball and maneuver any way I want to. As long as I got possession, as long as the ball is in my possession,
yeah.
I can finagle and finesse the ball any kind of way I want, and it's going to move because it's an object. Objects move.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think maybe they're trying to say, like, on that play, for example, when he was still trying to motion the ball within the grasp of his hand when he was crossing a plane, I think they'd be trying to say, like, you know, it's kind of like they're fumbling the ball. But at the same time, I feel like as long as if it's in your possession, like you said, it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter. You should be able to spin the ball, do whatever you want, as long as you don't fumble it on the ground or anything like that. So,
Definitely. Question of the day. Do you guys think that Doug Peterson outplayed Bill Belichick last night?
He definitely did.
I say he did, but I also feel like at the end of the day, Nick Foles has something to do with that too, because the coach is coaching, the players play.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah.
And Nick Foles did his thing to me. But I've been had an eye on Nick Foles, but then after a while, he kind of fell off. So I'm like, hey, what happened to Nick Foles? But that's the Nick Foles I've been having my eye on for real.
But you definitely got to admit that the coaching, just the plays that Doug Peterson was calling, was very aggressive. But at the same time, that's what they needed to do, because if you notice what the Falcons did last year, when they got up that big lead, they really didn't keep applying the pressure in the second half.
You're right.
But I think one thing that was another momentum shifter was when they ran that play. I believe they were on the 5-yard line. I think this was right before halftime, when they went up by 10 and they decided to do that trick play with Nick Foles. I think that was a great aggressive play. That was on 4th and 1 too, so they needed that. And you know, that was big. They did need that. I definitely think he outcoached them from a standpoint of he was just more aggressive throughout the entire game.
Yeah, I agree. I really agree. He was real aggressive. That was, man, going forward in clutch situations.
Yep.
Going forward behind the 50, giving. If they didn't get that, New England would have had, you feel me? Like,
yeah.
They played. Yeah, that was a great coach.
It was.
It should be like that in the Super Bowl, because this, what are you holding back for? You know, you instead of playing not to lose, you got to play to win.
You got
to play. And that last year, Falcons start playing not to lose instead of playing to win. And the whole time, Philly played to win.
Exactly. They wanted it more.
The whole time.
Free Meek Mill, man.
Free Meek!
They really got
Free Meek! Hey, we need some fire Meek Mill. Tap in.
Yeah.
We need it.
Definitely.
Yeah, I know the city of Philly going loud. Hey, I know a few years ago.
The city of Philly, have y'all been seeing the videos and just how they've been celebrating?
No, I haven't peeped. Yeah. I haven't peeped.
Them people have been going crazy. Hey, man, I've been thinking today. I feel like if you guys were the Eagles GM or head coach next year, would you guys trade Nick Foles for like a number one pick, or would you just let him? Would you let Nick Foles and Carson Wentz battle out for the position next year? Because you have to think, you have to think, because Carson Wentz is off for injury, off for knee injury. So I feel like me, I would let them both just battle it. Because what if you trade Nick Foles and Carson Wentz just show up and not being the MVP candidate he was this season? So I feel like I would let them both duke it out, because I feel like it's a bad idea trading.
I wouldn't trade
Super Bowl MVPs. I feel like I would just let them both battle it out and see where they go from there.
Yeah, I wouldn't trade them. I definitely would allow them to, you know, compete for their position. Competition is good. And you also going to need to look at it from a standpoint of Carson Wentz is coming off an ACL injury, which is very the recovery process. And you everybody know examples of what happened to Robert Griffin. A lot of different quarterbacks that have been in those injuries, coming back from those injuries are not as easy. So it's good to have Nick Foles. It's just a good backup just in case. You know what he can do. He's a Super Bowl champion. So I think it's right to keep him, definitely to keep him. So.
I say, man, I feel like he should be a starter in the league. And it's a lot of teams out here that need starting quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's true.
They do, but I just feel
Cleveland would be an example.
He's not going to Cleveland.
He's not going to Cleveland. He's not going to Cleveland.
I'll be damned, man. I'll let him go to Cleveland. No way.
He's not going to Cleveland.
He's trying to win at the same time, you feel me?
He right. That's what I'm saying. He and him, at the end of the day, he's trying to win. He's not trying to ride the pine no more either. But at the end of the day, I feel like he a humble man. He's willing to sit back, and he knows that Carson Wentz team, so he's willing to sit back and let Carson Wentz do everything. He's willing to fill in where he needs to fill in. He's willing to be the utility man.
Yeah, that's
true. You feel me? And that's cool. But I feel like if I was a coach, I'd highlight him like, look, man, you're an awesome player. You deserve to be a starter in this league. So what you want to do? You want to leave or you want to stay? If you want to stay, cool. If you want to leave, we can work something out, because you deserve a shot. You deserve that big contract. You deserve to be a leader of the team. You deserve to be the captain of a team. You feel me? And steer a ship to success.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. That's true.
I'm trying to get that.
That's if I was a GM.
That's true. I agree.
So we're going to see, man. We're going to see.
Yeah, we're going to see. It's going to be interesting, man.
Yes, sir. It really is.
It definitely is. So what would y'all say? Who's y'all favorite to win it next year?
I can say it's too early to call, but
it's too yes. I believe it's too early to call. I mean,
but look out for Jacksonville again.
Yeah, the Jags.
Yes, sir. They young talent.
They talking about the like the Packers, Cowboys.
The Cowboys.
The Patriots.
I can't stand those cowgirls.
Yeah, man, I do not like the Cowboys whatsoever.
Can't go wrong, can't go wrong with the damn Cowboys.
Yeah. Accident waiting to happen.
Man, the Cowboys make my stomach cringe.
Yeah. No, yeah, so we'll see how that goes, man. We'll definitely see how that plays out.
So now, is there any concern for the defensive coordinator for the Patriots now, since he's heading to Detroit Lions, our hometown? So how do you guys feel about that?
That's who we need.
Meltdown. It kind of has me worried about how the Lions are going to the
future. I'm not worried, because he's going to be the head coach. He might not be the defensive coordinator, so he might not call the defensive shots. We need an aggressive head coach. We need a head coach that has that strategy mindset, that has that chess playing mindset. Mm-hmm. Caldwell was cool, man. I love Caldwell, but at the end of the day,
he's not aggressive.
Not aggressive. We need aggression. We need our players. We need fire.
Yeah, exactly.
We need that. We need a different, just a different man. We need that Patriots coach.
We do know. We do need that Bill Belichick.
I know this may be a little bit off topic, but I feel like I feel like it doesn't matter what coach do we have, because if you look in the past, Jim Schwartz is our coach. Look what happened. He finally got him.
He's a bum.
He got a Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles. You look at
he's still a bum.
You know, so a lot of coaches we had in the past, they all with playoff teams right now. And they're doing
right. Clean. So it might just be the Lions.
It could be the
office. You feel me? The GMs and the owners, huh?
Because Jim Schwartz, you would think about it. Jim Schwartz went to the playoffs. He won the Super Bowl before the Lions. See, like, fish people come here to Detroit.
Man, that'd be crazy.
Because it's probably the GM, man. The Lions only going to do so much to stay relevant. They don't want to be great.
I know.
But, man, I feel like things are starting to change around here. The city itself starting to get a little more alive. We just got Blake Griffin.
Hey, the Pistons been doing their thing, man.
Man, you feel me? That's why at first I was a little iffy on the Blake Griffin, but I'm like, you know what, give it a shot. What we got to lose? We ain't been like since 04.
Since 04.
What we got to lose, man?
It's 04. Yeah, man. Okay.
We gonna be straight, man.
I remember them days.
Another big topic going around the NBA is do you guys think James Harden has locked down the NBA MVP this year?
What? Damn. He's a walking bucket. Damn. He's a walking bucket. Damn. Give him the ball. He's a walking bucket. Damn. What are you saying? Damn. Ain't nobody. Look, they got to stop being stingy and spread the love. Russell got his last year. Bron done. He done.
He
go ahead and lock it up.
Yep.
You feel me? Let Harden work for it. A 60-piece. He
triple
scored at will.
60-piece, triple-double.
And one guy scored at will. He's a walking bucket.
I believe James Harden will consume the MVP, but I still think the guy to watch that's a sneaky, I still think it's Russell Westbrook, because this guy is pretty much averaging another triple-double.
Yeah,
I feel you, but he won it last year. Like, so let somebody else eat, B. Everybody eats, B. Why you talking? You feel me? Just let her eat.
But I got some updates too.
But I mean, another triple double in this day and age, I feel like it's hard to do, bro. It's hard to do.
It is.
You got a point guard as a triple double 2 years in a row. I feel like you can't beat that.
Yeah, no, I definitely would agree, man. We definitely gonna see how this NBA MVP race gonna play out, but I think James Harden, he's gonna come out with it in the end. But I did want to mention, have you all been hearing about these NBA trade rumors?
No, who?
So, these are a couple updates that I'm seeing online. So, the trade deadline is this Thursday, February 8th at 3 p.m. Eastern time. And they're saying that with DeAndre Jordan, he possibly could be going to either the Cavs, Bucks, the Heat, or the Trailblazers. What do y'all think about? Like, if he went to the Cavs, do y'all think he could help them out?
No, he's a bum. They can get Lou Williams, they can get DeAndre Jordan, they can get George Hill. There's no team that will beat the Warriors this year. But I agree, DeAndre Jordan needs to leave the Clippers. I mean, the coach and everything there is just bad right now. Just bad. Doc Rivers getting a bad vibe from everyone. I think DeAndre Jordan should be traded. I feel he needs to be traded.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's time to move. But I can see him. I prefer him to go to the Rockets. But the list you gave me, I mean, I feel like the Trailblazers seem like a good fit. Just the fact that they need that rim protection down low. They really don't have a big man down there. But either way, it can go either way. So, I mean, we'll have to see. Because Thursday is coming up really, really quick.
Quick. Yeah, it's crazy. The Cavs definitely going to have to make a move because they looking pretty discombobulated lately. I don't know if y'all seen that blowout game on Saturday, but that was terrible. All bad. That was terrible. But yeah, so
guys, I've been watching the Cavs. We all know I'm not a Cavs fan. I'm not a LeBron James fan. But watching these guys play lately, like Isaiah Thomas said, they leave guys on the island by themselves.
They don't trust you.
Pointing the finger at one another. Guys just not clicking together. I don't know. It seems like maybe they're just bored right now. But things definitely need to be changed. It has to change. And I feel right now, this time, if you're Cleveland, what I've been hearing and seeing, I feel they should trade LeBron James.
They're not going to trade him, though, before
the
season.
The reason why is because LeBron's going to leave the Cleveland anyway, so I feel get something back for him. Because he left you before. If someone leaves you, they will leave you again. And I feel Lamar they will leave you.
So will. But listen, they just talked about this.
If you look at everything, he bought a second house in LA for $25 million.
He's not going there. He's been caught.
Going to school, going around visiting schools for his kids and for high school in Los Angeles. I feel like I'm not about to look for a school for my kid to go to in LA and I'm still living in Cleveland. That's just not going to happen. Whether if it's not LA, it's going to be somewhere else. It won't be Cleveland next year. I promise you that.
I agree.
He will not be back.
I agree, but they just were talking about it on ESPN this morning. Brian Windhorst explained how it's unlikely for them to trade him this week because they don't have he basically has a no trade clause on his contract. So they're going to have to wait until after this season to do anything. So they couldn't, even if they would just move him, they don't have the power to do that. He has a no trade clause.
Well, so at the end of the day, he's gone anyway. He's leaving Cleveland. I see no way he's coming back.
It's a wrap. It's definitely a wrap. They're not on the same page. Right?
But like I said, I told you guys right here, right now on this Monday, LeBron, I believe LeBron will be somewhere in LA.
So you think he's going to the Lakers?
It could be the Lakers. It could be the Clippers. But nah. I feel it would be LA.
He'd be a fool to go to the Clippers.
I feel it'd be the Los Angeles Lakers.
I mean, I don't know, man. It's definitely a long shot, dog. It's definitely a long shot, man. But it's crazy. They talking about trading Marcus Smart, and they possibly trying to get Lou Will to go to the Celtics. Now, if Lou Williams were to go on the Celtics, I think that would make them even better, to be honest.
Yeah, it really would. Marcus
Will. Defense in, I don't touch Lou Williams, the guarded fucking horse. Lou Williams can't do it. I don't believe
it. You said Lou Will, you think he trash?
On the defensive end, yes. Offensive end, he's great. Yeah. But
I haven't really seen his defense lately. Didn't as much of his defense lately.
I mean, we will have to see on that. I feel like it's going to be a good one, though. They did make a move with Greg Monroe, so we have to see how that goes. So if I'm Greg Monroe, you in a contract year, I feel like he got to play well so he can go ahead and get that money.
So we will exactly.
Because he has been a disappointment since he's been in the NBA.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah, so I'm waiting on it. But I'm definitely excited to see the All-Star this year. I feel like this is something new. And I'm actually excited to see this. So hopefully this year, it's a big change.
The All-Star?
Yeah,
All-Star,
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's in about a couple weeks, February 16th.
Mm-hmm. I like the way they switched it up and picked teams this year.
Yeah,
though.
I definitely think that's a good format. Cool. I would agree.
Be honest with y'all, the reason why I think they did it is because there's nobody on the East. That's the only reason why I think they did it, man. That's just my opinion. I believe they played a regular game how they normally do, East versus West. I feel like the West will probably beat them 200, probably to 89. I'm being serious. I think they did because the East is trash. There's nobody over to pick. Who you have? LeBron, Kyrie. You have John Wall, Bradley Beal. I mean, who else? That's about it.
They just because even if you look at how many times the Western Conference has won, like over the last 10 years versus the East in the All-Star game, they got to be up by like 8
or 9. Oh, they definitely been winning. I feel that's why they ended up, because the West is way much better than the East.
Yeah, their players are just too offensively, man. It's too many offensive players. And now they're Paul George and all of them, Melo, they all on the West. It's definitely...
Paul George didn't even make the All-Star team. That's how deep the West is. He just made it now because of an injury. So that shows you how deep the West is.
Exactly. It is. That's true. That's true.
Oh, yeah, man. It'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, it definitely will be interesting.
Very.
Yeah.
What y'all got going on for the day? You getting some workouts in?
Yeah, man. I'm probably going to go to the gym. Probably just do a little reading or something on the beach, and that's pretty much it for real.
Yeah, just give me some little ab workouts, some home, you know, some sit-ups, put us in the house, decide to come back so we get on this podcast, you know, had to get this in before get to work.
Yeah, definitely. What about you? What you got up, bro?
I'll probably go get a workout in, you know what I'm saying? Health is wealth at the end of the day. Yeah. I'm trying to maintain my wealth and my health.
Amen. Definitely. Definitely.
Got a little interview tomorrow, so I'm excited for that.
What's the name for what? What's the company?
It's called DT Solutions.
Oh, okay.
Little company, man. I really don't know too much about them, but I'm going to do my research before the interview.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely do your research.
Oh, yeah.
That's good, bro. Well, best of luck. I hope and pray that you get it.
Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. But alrighty, though, fellas, man. Everything's been real, been good today. You got Dino. Follow me on Instagram, @_Dino_. Take me out later, man.
No problem. Definitely. Yeah, I was just going to say, too. Hope y'all have a great day. And all our listeners out there, you know, thank you for tuning in. This podcast.